A couple years ago, Berkey Farms started talking about the future, not only how they farm, but also how they're going to make money. The issue was conventional corn and soybeans, which were and still are selling at prices where farmers are just hoping to break even, and it didn't look like that would change.
So we're looking at years of maybe making money, maybe not.
Eric Thalkin had just moved back to southeast Nebraska with his wife to be closer to her extended family, the Berkeys. They looked at moving into a riverside cabin on a piece of family land. Thalkin didn't like the cabin, but the hayfield next to it caught his eye. We got in his truck to go see it.
The field was alfalfa, and it was honestly pretty weedy. And so it gave me the idea that this could be certified organic right away. And it looked like fun and money.
That's when the conversation changed. Thalkin started working for Berkey Farms and convinced them to switch that weedy alfalfa field to organic. Today, it's covered with rows of corn stalks rattling in the breeze.
So this is certified organic.
Thalkin pulls back the husks on a few ears like he's unwrapping a Christmas present.
That's a good ear of corn there. Free of any ear rots, bugs, anything like that.
After trying out one field, Berkey Farms is now switching the whole farm to organic. And it's a lot of land, 2,400 acres. It takes 3 years to be certified as an organic farm, 3 years with no genetically modified seed, no synthetic pesticides or fertilizer, but there is a significant payoff. That corn?
Some of it is sold at $8.80, some of it sold at $9.
And if it were a conventional crop this year?
Depending on how you market it, $3 to maybe $3.50.
So more than double?
Close to triple.
Those type of numbers perks the interest of farmers. Money talks.
Greg Lichtai oversees purchasing of organic grain for Schooler, a grain marketing company based in Omaha, Nebraska.
We see more farmers considering becoming certified organic.
There were 5 million acres of organic fields and pastures in the U.S. in 2016, according to the Department of Agriculture. That's still a small percentage of farmland overall, but places like Colorado, Iowa, Minnesota, and Texas have all seen a jump in organic acres. Lichtai says demand is growing in the organic sector in large part from organic dairy and poultry farms that need organic corn and soybeans for animal feed. Production of those crops went up 30% in the U.S. just last year. But it's not enough. Half of the organic corn and three-quarters of the organic soybeans used across the country are actually imported.
So, yeah, there's a shortage in that this country is importing to meet the demand.
Sounds like an opportunity, but switching to organic is not so easy as ditching GMO seed and putting away the herbicide. Farmers have to buy new machinery like cultivators and rotary hoes to stir up weeds out of the soil. And you can't just grow corn and soybeans, so you have to learn to grow things like oats or clover. Craig Chase of Iowa State University takes questions from farmers considering going organic. But many of them view it as too big a change, Chase says, especially since the average farmer is in their late 50s.
And they're going to say, I may only have 5 to 10 years left growing crops at all. And the question is, do I want to go ahead and invest in a new system?
And Eric Thalkin says even though organic grain prices are higher, the margin for error is smaller. Let's say a farmer's late with the cultivator. Weeds can get out of control, and there are no herbicides to help out.
To pull off a good organic crop, you have to be good on every single step through the way. If someone didn't set a cultivator right, or if you got the wrong cover crop mix, you could literally cut your yields in half.
It's a risk, but with the farm economy in the doldrums, it's one that more farmers are willing to take. Grant Gerlach, Harvest Public Media.